This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. As we know, Joseph Kennedy III won the seat for the 4th Congressional District Tuesday night.
He beat out Republican challenger Sean Bilott, coming in with over 60% of the vote, and he'll succeed retiring Congressman Barney Frank.
And continuing the legacy of his family. Since 1947, a Kennedy has always been in the legislature or in the White House. That is, until last year. Young Joseph Kennedy III will now pick up the tradition.
Earlier today, Congressman-elect Kennedy made a stop in Taunton, and WBUR's Fred Tice got to sit down with him in one of the town's cafes, and Fred's with us now. Hey, Fred.
Hi, Anthony.
So I understand the congressman got a pretty special call while you were with him today, right?
He did. I was asking him, and he was talking to me about how he'd been having conversations with the congressional leadership. All of a sudden, his phone, which is on the table, starts vibrating. He steps outside, goes out to the street, and then he comes back in.
So, apologies. You were asking about leadership. That was actually the president.
So, must be nice to get a little call of congratulations, I assume, from the nation's top Democrat?
Yeah. No, he seemed to be pretty thrilled to get it.
So, Joe Kennedy III, he's going to be heading down to Washington next week for orientation, but what does he have planned once he's finally in office? Does he have an idea of what kinds of committees he'd like to sit on, that kind of thing?
He does. One thing he's interested in is biotech, and that's something that's a big deal in his district.
Life sciences and biotechnology, I think, has a real potential, not just for Massachusetts, but for Taunton and Fall River. The Phase 5 expansion of Miles Standish Industrial Park that's dedicated to life sciences, the biopark that's going in through UMass Dartmouth, I think shows some real potential for growth in the region.
And another interest of his is foreign policy. He served in the Peace Corps for 2.5 years in the Dominican Republic. He's also done development work in Asia and Africa. And in general, you know, besides life sciences, he's interested in economic development. And he says talks about increasing opportunity, mobility. Largely, he talks about education, whether that's pre-K or other aspects of it.
So I understand as well that he talked about a lesson that he took from his great uncle, the late Senator Edward Kennedy.
Yeah, he talked about why his great uncle used to get along so well and get so much accomplished in Congress, and he said he learned that the role of the legislature is to find common ground, and he learned that from Ted Kennedy.
We've got a big country, a diverse country. People don't agree on everything, and that's not a bad thing. That's what makes our country is such a special place. You also don't have to agree on everything. We might disagree on 8 things out of 10. That means you agree on 2. And you can then start to build that coalition and find ways to move the country forward based on that coalition.
You know, Fred, it's interesting hearing him talk. We had hoped to get him on the air before the election. For whatever reason, he couldn't make room in his campaign schedule. But one of the raps on Joe Kennedy III during the campaign, that he wasn't a deep thinker, that he didn't have gravitas. I want to know what impression you came away with after sitting down with him and talking to him.
A completely different impression. He seems like a very thoughtful person, and he's thinking about a lot of different issues.
Well, interesting. Big plans for the young man. Congressman-elect Joseph Kennedy will take his seat in the 113th Congress this coming January, and we'll keep following. Fred Tice, thanks so much for joining us
today.
Thanks,
Anthony.